95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace!
What's happening, man?
You know, this, that, the other thing. How are you, man?
Very well, thank you. Coming up today, we are going to talk about good reasons for calling in sick.
Oh, there's, I mean, just because who cares? I don't want to work for the man. I want to stay home. I want to party.
You can't say that. You can't tell them that.
Oh, good way things to come
good
up
lies.
With.
Good lies.
Ah, gotcha. Perfect. Good. Yes, I need those.
There's a man kicked out of Bali. And I thought we could get some stories of people being kicked out of places.
Like countries?
Yes, sure. What's Elon Musk going to do with Twitter?
Oh, man, what isn't he going to do with it? Yow!
People are dumb.
People are dumb.
And I don't know if you saw on TMZ, but the 2022 NFL draft, sex worker offering free session to the number one pick. It's the least I can do, she says. And we're going to talk to her.
Yeah, we are.
Coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on TMZ. The headline is 2022 NFL draft, sex worker offering free session to the number one pick. It's the least I can do.
All right, so how do we get to be football players?
Nope.
Come on.
It's the draft that's happening this year.
I might be picked. Who knows?
I mean, they've already gone through.
Who cares?
Okay.
All right. I'm getting in on this.
It's Roxanne Price is the person who is making this offer, and we've got Roxanne on the phone. Hi, Roxanne.
Howdy. I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are y'all?
We are good. Thank you. So the NFL draft is coming to Las Vegas. And you are saying that you would offer free sex to the number one pick.
Whoa, wait. Hold on a second. What did you just say?
I said what Roxanne said.
Oh, really?
Roxanne?
Yep, that's what I said. I said what I said.
Damn. And it's on TMZ, right? So, okay, it is true.
It's not because it's on TMZ. It's because we're talking to Roxanne.
Oh, I see.
The person
I'm just figuring that is like one of your friends, Ralph, or something.
No, this is Roxanne Price.
Really, Roxanne Price?
Yes.
Wow, hi.
It's I, Roxanne Price.
I can never believe this guy.
Legal courtesan of Nevada.
Right on.
How do I ask this with you being able to answer it? How many athletes do you see?
So my memory is kind of so-so. You know, I meet so many people that it's hard to remember every human that I meet. Hopefully that doesn't sound bad.
No, right.
But I definitely, I am a discreet companion,
mm-hmm.
So I don't try to pry into my clients' personal lives too much.
Right.
So I can tell what type of man I'm with when
right.
I'm with them.
Right.
And
what kind of build they have? I mean, an NFL player has a certain build.
Much like disc jockeys, usually. We're all pretty much similar.
Right.
Oh, nice.
So would you say?
I know.
Would you say NFL? Would you say NBA?
It's hard for me to tell. I don't really ask a
you
whole lot
ask.
Of questions.
In this particular case, it is either going to be a pass rusher named Trayvon Walker or a Michigan defensive end named Aiden Hutchinson. Both could be large humans.
Oh, no.
Could be large humans. We might be talking ropes and pulleys here.
Yeah, I'm 5'7", so I'm not tiny, you know, like.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
I'm saying 330 pounds-ish.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, just as long as they're gentlemen, it's okay.
Nice. So what exactly is the reward for? Or what is it you're putting the offer out for exactly? Explain to everybody.
The top pick gets a free session with me at the Chicken Ranch brothel. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness.
Yep.
I mean, I think so.
Especially on KLOS, yes.
Now, has it... Did your business, no pun intended, dry up during the pandemic?
Jeez.
Oof. I mean, so a lot of establishments were just straight up shut down.
Yeah, I would
so
think.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. I've been doing this since 2014. It's my career.
Mm-hmm.
And just out of nowhere, a pandemic happens and I'm out of work for a year. So that was pretty intense. So now they're reopened. And I think I did my second week there and it was a lot of fun. It's cool. It's good to be back at it. I'm grateful.
Roxanne was the 2017 Lover of the Year winner. And how do you win that exactly, Roxanne?
I was really close to that myself. But.
The competition's fierce.
Yes.
I bet.
So I was working for Dennis Hoff at the time, and the establishment was named La Branch North.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2017, I made the most money.
I gotcha.
So it's a little bit competitive. and I just happened to outbook everyone.
So. That is beautifully put. I love that.
Do you have a lot of repeat business?
Yep. I would say like repeat business is definitely like the bread and butter.
Oh, it is.
But yeah, it's just reliable. And I've had a lot of clients that you get to know them and you feel comfortable with them and there's trust there. Like there's a whole relationship. It's just like there is the professional transactional sense, but Right. Some people need like a relationship where they don't have to like tend to it all the time.
Right.
And since I'm professional, I'm getting compensated. I'm perfectly happy for that to be the arrangement.
Right.
So repeat business is my favorite. It does take a little bit of time to cultivate, but it's awesome.
I'm sort of fascinated by the guy who just wants to talk. Is that a thing?
Yeah. So it is. There's like a lot of pressure in everyday like life and society, like with your job or your family, all of that. It's just very stressful. I'm sure we're all aware of that.
Yes, of course.
Sometimes, like, especially men can't really talk about their feelings, right? They have to be like the strong male figure in the family. So that stereotype totally exists, and I work well with someone that just needs to be listened to.
It's just sometimes sometimes a person needs to get it off their chest, right?
I would think that free sessions for that's got to be kind of a rare thing that you're offering. I mean, that's not something that happens very often in your profession, right?
Well, I hope they take me up on it. Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of the whole.
That'd be crazy not to.
I mean, thank you.
Although, we'll
see what happens with that.
Right.
If they have girlfriends, they're going to be watching them like hawks. Yeah.
Well, I
didn't want to upset anyone. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, of course.
I was thinking maybe a free session for whoever helps Putin up into the next dimension, wherever he's going next.
Whoever kills him?
Yeah, whoever gets that done.
You're so creative.
Right? I mean, wouldn't that be a good idea for them?
Idea.
Roxanne, that would be worth it too,
yeah,
right?
Right?
I mean, we're not trying to get a lot of freebies out of you, but
that one seems like a
I'll have to think about it.
All right.
Very creative though.
So right, the number one NFL draft will get free sex from Roxanne Price, a 27-year-old licensed sex worker. That is that's quite the offer.
Yeah, it's nothing we can offer at KLOS, unfortunately.
Nope.
We don't have that kind of price.
It's the least I can do, right?
Right. Like, and then call us back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. And maybe get them, too, if they will chat with us as well.
Perfect. I'll fill you in.
Okay. Nice.
All right, awesome. All right. Thank you, Roxanne. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I try to find a story a day that's positive out of Ukraine. And they're not out of Ukraine necessarily, but involving Ukraine.
Right.
The refugees may move into a medieval Irish castle owned by Good Samaritans.
I love this way too much.
Isn't this great?
That's awesome.
From the bombed out streets of Maripol to the rustic walls of a 15th century Irish castle.
Wow.
A group of 11 Ukrainians have found a safe place to stay. This guy, Barry, and his wife, Lola, are in Spain, and they didn't have any room, but they wanted to help.
Right.
So they said, hey, how about if you use our castle, our Balanduli castle?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a few castles. I should probably open one of them up to...
I think maybe... Does anyone want a castle?
Yeah, no, right?
That's crazy. So they quickly opened it up, and a bunch of different people applied, and there were like 11 people that are now ended up living... in the castle.
What a good use that castle has really come to now. I mean, back in the day, saving whoever from, we're going to take everything and kill you and
tear
you to pieces. And now, the same thing, I guess.
This is the owners of the castle talking about the people who are living there. You can see the weight coming off their shoulders.
Oh, I would think.
We've got people dropping in all the time trying to help them. It's a real welcome from the people of Ireland. The kids play about the castle grounds. What...
Can you imagine?
No!
I think in the places I grew up, and like I would really have a good imagination, I'd be excited. But if you're growing up in a castle now, all of a sudden, that's pretty nice.
And the group has been able to celebrate a birthday together as they gradually find their feet. Now they've been there 1 month, and five of the group have found jobs.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Including one named Maria, who works at a garden center near the castle and hopes to continue her accounting studies at the National University of Galway in September.
You were just talking about how much you love Ireland. You vacationed there a few times.
Ireland is the best.
People are insanely nice, really nice, and just so easy.
I happen to have been there on a St. Patrick's Day or three.
Right. just happened to work out that way.
And you walk into a pub, and everyone is your best friend.
Nice.
And genuinely.
Right.
It's weird.
Right.
You feel like, I don't know how this is happening, but I know all of you.
They're not scamming you. They're not asking you about your car's transmission or whatever.
They are not.
Well, maybe you need to go there and help out at the castle. You know, maybe we can start broadcasting from the castle.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Right.
Ireland is proud of its contribution to the EU refugee sharing policy. 2 months ago, the national registration opened up via the Irish Red Cross to hosting Ukrainians, and the website crashed.
Oh, man.
Because
wow.
So many people, applicants were on
there. Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
So congratulations to Ireland.
How did they pick those 11, I wonder, man? They hit the lottery.
I don't know, but they did.
In a bad way, to get started. Yeah.
That's true.
Nice, very cool. We love your Ukrainian good news.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
.95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
At about 3:50 and 5:50, we try to bring you people are dumb.
What did
are
you
dumb.
Say? People are dumb?
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I would blame it on the equipment, but...
And that's people are dumb.
Yeah, no, there you go. Thanks for listening in.
Two people are arrested for stealing Russell County Sheriff's speed warning trailer.
Speed warning trailer.
You know those that say speed limit 35 and then it'll show your speed?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the speed up game? Have you ever done that?
No.
From the second you see it,
right,
and it measures your speed, you see how much faster you can go.
Before you pass it.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my record is 9 miles per hour because usually you don't see them with much time.
Right. But if you know one is there, you can start speeding up now.
Yeah, but see, that's cheating. You have to wait until you can see it physically.
Okay. All right, makes sense.
And then speed up as fast as you can.
I love this new game. You know I'm going to do it.
It's not exactly what they
what they're for.
Designed
for.
Yeah,
but you know, they don't put those little blue things on the ground to drive over, and I have to do that.
That is true.
Little reflectors.
Apparently, the suspects Gabriel Mendoza Garcia and Stephen Jerome Span did not realize that trailer is equipped with GPS.
Oh, wow, good to know. Good to know.
And a camera. So the crime was captured on tape. Maybe that puts a crimp in my game.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's
true. There's a camera.
Well, so.
The two men were arrested on April 18th for theft of property first degree, criminal mischief first degree. They think that they were trying to sell the battery.
You mean they weren't just playing doing it for fun?
No.
That's classic. That's
hilarious. They were stealing it to try and sell the battery.
Boo.
But it has GPS in it.
That's hilarious.
Also has a camera.
Who knew?
Who knew? Not these two guys.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about calling in sick.
You're trying to make up how you're going to call in tomorrow?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Keith Price, staying home.
The 60 most ridiculous excuses people actually use to get out of work is a list.
That's awesome.
And some of them are ridiculous, like an employee who wouldn't come in because his llama wouldn't stop barfing. He had a pet llama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you have to have the llama in order to say, I have the llama and it's barfing.
I would assume so.
Wow.
An employee got stuck in a blood pressure machine at the grocery store and couldn't get out.
I've suddenly put in mind of Dawn of the Dead.
Isn't that crazy?
Arm ripped off by the zombies.
But I would, if I were a boss, and I'm not, if I were a boss, I think I would.
Dude, you're a boss, man.
I think I would believe that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
because it's so ridiculous.
It's so lame.
Right.
You'd make up something better than being stuck in a blood pressure machine in a grocery store.
Right.
It's so lame. An employee's wife found out he was cheating and he had to spend the day retrieving his belongings from the dumpster.
No, it shouldn't take a day, but, you know.
Okay. How much stuff is.
Yeah, exactly.
An employee broke his arm reaching to grab a falling sandwich. Again, I think I would believe that. Yes. Here's, you know what we should do? We should take calls from bosses. Mm. Some people who have been in positions where somebody called in sick.
Yeah, you're a manager and someone called in and said, I'm having eye trouble. I can't see coming into work.
The strangest ways people called in sick.
I got to move my car to my house.
818-955-KLOS.
Sorry, channeling Freddy Snakeskin there on both of them.
If you're a boss. An employee claimed that his grandmother poisoned him with ham. An employee said that he couldn't come to work because his fortune teller had asked him not to step out of the house or he would suffer a brain hemorrhage.
Now, there are people who would absolutely actually believe that
yes,
if they were told that by someone.
Yeah, agreed.
And then, but would you believe it as a boss or would you care?
I wouldn't care if I don't think I would care if I was a boss. No.
Yeah. But what if they had a brain hemorrhage that day? It just happened to happen after you insisted they come to work. Oh. Then how do you feel, buddy?
It's not my fault. Not yeah. my fault. How my- about this one, the walk of shame? An employee had a lucky night and didn't know where he was in the morning.
That's my favorite one so
That's
far.
That's pretty great.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
So if you're a boss or a manager or you were over people in any way and people called in sick, how did they do it?
Yeah. What's some of the most ridiculous excuses you've heard?
The most creative, ridiculous ways to call in sick at 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about strange reasons that people called in sick. If you are a manager or a boss of some kind and your employees called in sick, what is it that they said? KLOS, hello.
I used to be a boss, that's correct.
All right, tell us about somebody calling in sick.
He called in sick saying that his cockatoo had died, and he wasn't able to come in because of that.
Oh, poor cockatoo. Did you not believe him? Did you not have birds?
I'm not sure if he did or not, but it was just kind of one of those, like...
I don't give a rat's ass, right?
Did you care?
Yeah.
No, it's just, you know, it's a bird.
I mean, that would be my opinion, too. But it all, I would assume that it also matters if it's an important employee. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of employees where you go, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there are others that you really depend on.
Right.
That the cockatoo doesn't matter.
Right.
All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Oh, poor bird.
KLOS, hello.
Don't listen, Dina.
I hate birds.
Yeah, I got this gal out in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So she was flying around for the company party. She popped all four tires on her car by going the wrong way through the airport parking structure.
Fantastic.
That's a fairly good excuse.
And then she missed her flight out of Oklahoma City, which has like three gates. She didn't know which airplane was hers.
Wow.
And then got to Los Angeles, rented a car, but didn't know how to navigate Los Angeles. And ended up in, like, Chinatown at 1 in the morning and couldn't find Newport Beach.
I would believe that 100%.
Yeah, and I would think I don't want that employee at all.
Once we, like, kind of met her in person and we started to realize that this is true. This is just how this woman
this
lives.
This is who this person is. Got
that's
it.
That's awesome. That's funny. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
The strangest things people called in sick with.
Excuse me, miss. I used to hear that a lot when I had super long hair when I was younger. And I'd always be like, yes, how can I help you?
That's troubling. We're talking about weird ways people call in sick. You have one?
No, I got pretty good at calling in sick. I work for a really big company. I won't say what it is, but they really like the color brown.
Okay.
I got to the point where I was like making up fake family members and killing them off.
What are you, Jamie Farr on MASH?
But I don't know, but I found out later I think that's probably illegal.
To kill family members? It turns out it is. But I don't think lying about it is.
I don't know, is it?
I think.
Yeah?
It sounds like this guy knows.
All right, well, we'll have you arrested then.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Grandma died. Grandpa died.
Hey. Hi there.
Sister died. Uncle died.
Will you stop?
Okay.
They all died.
You want another one?
No, not you. I'm trying to get Sluggo to stop.
Sorry?
I'm going to stab you right through the heart.
This guy seems nice.
No, not him, you.
So how did you used to call in sick to work or get calls from people? What kind of stuff did you hear?
I was supervising this guy, and he calls in sick. Collect call from Tijuana.
Collect call from Tijuana.
This is the United States calling our rearranging.
What was his excuse? Did he have one, or did you just deny the charges?
Sick.
I'm sick in Tijuana.
Listen,
I mean,
it's very possible.
Sure. But collect even call collect.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least he was nice enough to call, you know, to call in sick.
Right.
All right.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS,
not collect, too, by the way.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about weird reasons people call in sick.
I'm actually one of the weird people that called in sick because my cockatiel died.
Because your what?
Oh.
Your
cockatiel died.
See, that's sad. What was your cockatiel's name?
Sheena.
Oh, I bet Sheena was a wonderful bird.
Sheena's a dick.
She was.
Sheena's a dick.
I need Kevin. I can't get Kevin. Poop on his head.
They knew. They said if it wasn't me, because they know me, that it was okay for me.
Okay, so they bought it because they knew you were crazy.
They know what a loving, compassionate person I am.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
I, see, there you go.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're very, 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 very sorry about your loss, especially Kevin.
Birds are stupid.
Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slogo in the afternoon. Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion.
Boy, and people are having a meltdown about it. End of the world.
A lot of people are trying to figure out what Elon Musk is going to do and what changes he's going to make to Twitter. So we thought we should talk to him and ask him.
Exactly. Very much so.
Elon, welcome to the show.
It's good afternoon, morning, evening, whatever time it may be for where you are.
It's afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having them on the show.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the changes that you have in mind for Twitter? Why did you buy it?
Mostly, I bought it because I have aggressively fought for free speech my whole life, especially since becoming American. But I also wanted to buy it to make some improvements.
Okay, like what?
Engineering-wise and things of that nature. For instance, you know how they have the pronouns that you can choose. You choose your pronouns, he, she, him,
yes,
in your profile. Now I will control that. And
what?
For instance, I can put for Jeff Bezos' Twitter, he is little poopy man. And,
you know, would you really do that, sir?
Hey, so did you just ask the man who flies rockets into space and created an electric car and then shot one of those into space if he would do that for real?
I guess you're right. Good point.
It seems to me that is a bit surreal.
Okay.
That question.
All right. So you make that change.
$5 billion to put Twitter and you're asking me if I would control someone else's profile. It's quite silly.
That is weird.
I will make the expand the amount of icons you can use. I believe it's 240 or something of this nature that you can do, the maximum that you can tweet. But hot chicks can only get 4 words.
4 words, because, that's it.
Yes. If you're at all attractive female, you can't, because you need to learn that we don't really care what you say. And we've been pretending to listen to you for your whole life because you're attractive and everything you say is probably stupid.
I mean, that sounds harsh.
I think that might have a little bit of backlash on Twitter once you actually take it over and do that.
Vegans can't tweet about veganism.
Okay. I thought you liked free speech.
Really. Yeah.
I love free speech, but I don't want to hear about your quinoa ever again. And
you know, I'm kind of on board with that one.
I'm also quite proud of the fact that it's a privately owned company and I privately own this, so F you.
Okay, I see.
KO.
Okay.
I'm planning, I've been talking with my business, my partners and my management about buying Facebook as well.
Yeah, I was wondering, what else you got in your sights? What else are you planning on, on buying, Mr.
I'm buy Facebook and I'm turning it into MySpace just for fun.
You could actually do that.
Do you miss MySpace?
One day you'll open up your Facebook and it'll be MySpace. You'll be like, hey, what's happened? Is it 2008? Oh, so silly.
How much would you spend for that little joke?
A good $80
billion. Okay.
Coca-Cola, I'm going to buy.
And yeah, I heard about that.
I'm going to put the cocaine back in.
No, now you're talking. I mean, that. Yes, please.
We're down with that one.
Yes.
I'm buying Ted Nugent and I'm going to hunt him. I have an island off of Monaco that I'm going to put him there, and I'm just going to go around with a rifle and yell crazy things and be like, ah, ha, ha, you're dead.
Stranglehold!
I'm going to eat you.
I think
I'm buying... Yes, yes.
I mean, I think even for you, that would be illegal.
Believe me, there's maritime laws I'm aware of.
And okay.
If I have to put him in space, I will do it. And then I'll shoot him in space. I believe that's pretty much unregulated.
Okay.
Also, I'm buying Amber Heard's poo bed. I talked to Johnny Depp about that. He's a good friend of mine now, and make people sleep in it when I don't like them. He said, "Hey, here's the poo bed."
How much is that going to run you? That should be fairly cheap, I would think.
And Johnny's pretty easy now. He's hurting for money, so I could probably get it for a cool $100. I'm going to buy the WWE and make myself champ. And there's not a damn thing anybody can do about it. I'll be like, "Hey, you big buff strong man, angry man. Ah, I'm champ. What are you going to do? I own you." I'm buying Vin Diesel.
You can buy people?
Yeah, you know how people have Siri or Alexa and they say, "Hey, set an alarm, Alexa. I'm just going to have Vin Diesel follow me around." How fun would that be?
He's like, "Oh, it's time to wake up. It's time to... Why don't you go make your eggs? Today is the 27th.
That would be great.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, it makes me want to be a billionaire.
That does sound fun. Well, thank you.
This one might be of great interest to you. Okay. I'm buying K-Rock. I'm going to make it good again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is the headline for the article. Bali to deport man for dancing naked at Sacred Mountain. A Canadian actor and self-proclaimed wellness guru is facing deportation from Indonesia's Bali Island after a video of him dancing naked at a sacred mountain went viral.
Can you describe him again really quick? How is he?
Actor and self-proclaimed wellness guru.
I think that reason right there is enough to kick him out of any country.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but dancing naked,
so
dude,
then
come on.
I thought, have I ever been kicked out?
Of a country?
Not of a country, of anywhere.
Of any place. Kicked out of any place.
Have you?
Because
I have.
Yeah?
Yes.
Talk to us, Frankie.
Hold on. I want to see if there's any for you. Or do you need to think?
Yeah, I have to think.
Right.
I know as a group, we were told not to come back to several restaurants late at night. Like,
excellent.
Back in the day.
Of course.
Like, not welcome here anymore. I was almost kicked out of school a couple of times.
Oh, all right,
yeah,
good.
But no, I don't think I can
almost
think
kicked out of college.
Yeah?
I was kicked out of a theme park.
Oh, yeah?
In the Los Angeles area.
Which one would that be? Say?
I don't want to say.
Okay, but?
But I was a kid, and I was an asshole, and
you
I deserved
would.
It.
What? Come on.
I climbed up on a tree, and I was tearing down branches. I don't...
Really?
I really don't know.
But did you have a lot of sugar as a kid? You had a lot of...
Of course.
Throwing rocks at people, breaking windows.
Listen... I was a little tiny little asshole.
Yeah. I kind of got away with it.
So I got kicked out.
Fortunately.
And I was like, "You're right.
Yeah.
You're totally right. Why were you doing that?" My parents asked. I was like, I don't know.
Why not?
Honestly, I don't know. But they were right to kick me out.
Yeah.
So the question is, have you ever been kicked out of a place?
And if they told you to never come back, they wouldn't know you anymore. Because the picture they had of you probably doesn't look like
you
anymore.
Right, I was way young.
Yeah.
I was probably 11, 10 or 11,
right.
Maybe. So they wouldn't know.
You rarely climb trees at theme parks anymore?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Tear off branches. What was wrong with me?
I mean, you're not having enough fun at an amusement park.
Why was I a little monkey? What was wrong? I'm an idiot. So you were kicked out of a place, 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Talking about you were kicked out of some place, why?
So, yeah, Concert The Pond, 2008, Van Halen.
The band we just played? Wow, did you get thrown out of a Van Halen show? You got to be pretty rowdy. What were you up to?
All right, you know, well, that's funny you say that.
Alcohol. The answer is alcohol.
Kevin knew already.
Yep, of course.
I mean, I didn't think I was that buzzed, but boom, a drink went down and went on a girl in front of me, and the guy next to her looked back and gave me a stare that I'll never forget. The security comes and taps me on the shoulder, sir, could you come with us? And I was booted.
They probably did the right thing. Yeah, listen, you deserve to be kicked out for a lot of other things as well.
Dude, thanks for calling, Ryan.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I've been kicked out of a place.
All right, where?
Magic Mountain.
For what?
It was way back when I was a kid, back when it was not legal to smoke weed in California.
The bad old days.
Exactly. My boyfriend and I were in the truck smoking a joint before we went into Magic Mountain. But apparently they were watching us, so when we got out to go under the entrance, they said, "Nope, Sorry.
Hey, Spicoli, nice van. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It was celebrating my birthday, and I was at a bar and mm-hmm. may have had a few drinks already. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the DJ who was up high, you know, doing what he does.
Right.
And I had to take a leak. So I just whipped it out. And
what is wrong with you?
Why do you think he could see me?
I can see being shut down for that, I think. That
yes,
kind of makes sense.
Yeah. You should have been thrown out.
I was tempted occasionally. I used to host a thing at the palace, and we were way up high, and I thought about it every once in a while. I'm like, you know.
Right, but then you said, no, a human being.
Well, the crowd may not like it.
Right.
I don't know.
Bruce.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You got kicked out of someplace.
What?
I'm going to talk to the sex worker who is offering free sex to the number one pick in the NFL.
That's so thoughtful. That's a nice
That's very cool.
Gift.
We're going to talk to her coming
I'll
up
take that gift.
In a few minutes. And people are dumb as well. First, we're talking to people who were kicked out of something. You were?
Yes, I was kicked out of a Cher concert at the Arrowhead Pond when it was the Arrowhead Pond.
Cher concert.
Wow. Yeah.
For what? What were you doing?
Well, I snuck in. So.
Oh, so you didn't have a ticket and they found that out and kicked you out.
Yeah, I was up in the press box and I, my boyfriend at the time was working for a stagehand company and he gave me one of his friend's passes. So I snuck in, hung out in the press box and I went to the bathroom up there. Someone banged on the door and I thought it was my friend, but it was a bunch of security guards. And so I was kind of talking trash through the door. They got me out of there, and they took me into the stairwell, and they were convinced I did something to sneak into the Cher concert. And I thought, who would I have done anything with at a Cher concert to sneak in? If you know what I mean.
That's awesome. That's a really cool thing to have been kicked out of. I bet a lot of people wish they had been kicked out of it.
Yeah, it's a good story. Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Guys kicked off of a Carnival cruise ship.
Wow. How into the ocean? Yeah. No, what happened?
How do you get kicked off of a cruise ship?
Caribbean. And they told me if I behaved that they would arrange for a flight home. Otherwise, they were just going to dump me on the island of Belize.
Wow.
I lived in Los Angeles.
It was an alcohol thing?
It was a family thing. And I was winning in the casino, and my family didn't like it. I was excited.
Wow. So, I mean, you're supposed to be having fun.
There's a lot of this story missing.
Yeah. I think there might be.
There are a lot of details missing in this story.
Did you knock over a slot machine because it wasn't paying off?
I was having too much fun, I think.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Wanted to mention I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, Cycle Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need some good news to balance out all of the bad that you get. It's on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts.
Nice.
It's time for What We Learned, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to the sex worker who's offering free service to the number one pick in the NFL draft going on in Vegas. So Trayvon Walker has an offer other than the Jaguars.
Can you imagine? Hey, you know what? I know something I could go get right this second if I wanted to.
Funny ways to call in sick. We talked about a woman called in because her pet cockatoo died.
Oh, Shannon or
so
Shaman
ridiculous.
Or... And Kevin was heartbroken. He doesn't want to admit it on the air, but he's actually crying.
And if people are dumb, some guys stole one of those speed warning trailers and didn't realize that it has a GPS on it.
Your speed.
And a camera. So
no, that kind of went south.
So there's that.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Bob Dylan explains NFTs.
We were just curious, what exactly is an NFT?
In as much detail as you can give.
NFT. In a non-interchangeable unit of data, and they store in a blockchain. It's a digital ledger that can hold and trade and all associated with the ownership of photos, videos, and audio.
Oh, I see.
I didn't understand most of that. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry. NFT.
It's a non-interchangeable unit.
Non-entertainment.
No, interchangeable.
Yeah. Yes, no. Interchangeable.
Like, come on, man.
Interchangeable.
There you go.
What is a mining token? Sorry.
A mining token is a token that goes in the mine.
It's not a token that's used in a mine.
Might be.
Hey, here's my token. Welcome to the mine. and then they get all the tokens down in the mine, and then they put them in the blockchain.
They put them in the blockchain. In the mine?
Yeah, no, crazy. I don't know. The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, sorry. 95.5.
He eats cows, you know. He might eat you.
Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived.
Hey, man. How you doing? Here's an apple. Who's a good dinosaur?
The word for this hour is dino, D-I-N-O, dino. Text that to 68683. That is dino to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. So you don't feel like doing Cassiosaurus Rex, eh? Even though he's here in the studio right this second.
Of course I do.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
This hour's word is orange.
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 Orange. O-R-A- I'm glad I didn't say banana.
O-R-A-N-G-E. Text that word to 68683. That's orange to 68683. You get a shot at $2,000 today.
Hey, and we might call you and tell you you won, too. Standard data messaging rates apply. Got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Speaking of fun.
Yeah.
Cassiosaurus Rex.
He should be kicked off the earth for eating that cash cow that used to come into KLOS. That was
You're
a nice
have
cow.
To get over that.
I can't. It was a horrifying and hilarious scene.
The word for this hour is queen. Queen, like the band. Text that to 68683. That's queen to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour in 20s, like 20 minutes after until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. How do you feel about dinosaurs?
Stupid. Cassiosaurus Rex has arrived.
Ooh, look out. He's toasting that marshmallow.
The word this hour is slash.
What's that?
Slash.
Like the dude?
S-L-A-S-H.
Nice.
Slash. Forgot how to spell it there for a second. Text that to 68683. That is slash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band played the Grand Ole Opry on this day in rock in 1976. Last time a rock band had done that was the Byrds in 1968. Hey, do you remember the movie FM? It was pretty damn accurate about life in radio. Linda Ronstadt, Jimmy Buffett, REO Speedwagon were all featured on the soundtrack in that movie. Steely Dan, of course, had the title track. It was released to theaters on this day in rock in 1978. Blondie had four number ones on the U.S. singles charts, and the very first one was on this day in rock in 1979 when Heart of Glass landed there.